This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Richard C. Hottle at CBS News. The Shah of Iran has finally made a move to end his country's crisis, but it is not so severe an action as first indicated. From Tehran, Bob McNamara reports.
Highly placed palace sources say the Shah of Iran will not leave the country, that he has no plans to turn over his power to a regency council or any other form of civilian government. The Iranian official says that the Shah remains as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, his key power base. The Shah has, however, asked the current number two man of the opposition National Front Party to try to form a coalition government, a government that could be announced within the next 48 hours. The man that the Shah wants to head the new government is 63-year-old Shapir Bakhtar, a lawyer businessman, who says he hopes to bring together a cabinet that appeals to both the Shah and the Shah's major opponent, the exiled religious leader Ayatollah Khomeini. Bakhtar said earlier tonight that he was told that the Shah had planned to leave Iran for a rest and turn over his powers to a crown council. But according to sources at the royal palace, there is a great deal of confusion on the part of Bakhtar because the Shah, the source said, will stay. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Tehran.
The development in Iran is under close scrutiny in Washington, as Marvin Kalb reports.
Officials here are clearly uncertain about the power, personality, and politics of the new government. They are withholding direct comment. But a consensus seems to be that the new prime minister's durability is questionable so long as the Shah retains his throne and control of his army. Rhetorically, at least, U.S. support for the Shah remains unchanged. But privately, senior officials have come to the view that the political opposition in Iran is strong and determined to drive the Shah from power. This gloomy forecast is supported by the administration's order that the aircraft carrier Constellation leave Subic Bay in the Philippines and head towards the Indian Ocean. A follow-up order that the giant carrier enter the Persian Gulf area has not yet been given. But the sequence suggests that the U.S. wants to bolster the spirit of nervous friends in the area, such as Saudi Arabia, Oman, and other oil-rich Arab countries, to persuade them, in other words, that through this show of muscle, they can count on America's word and might. That, at least, is the administration perception and hope. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
More news after this.
Take your contact. Take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Can your cold medicine fight the congestion, shrink the swollen membranes, help relieve the runny, sneezy, cloggy misery caused by every known cold virus? Contact can. Does your cold medicine have anything like 600 tiny time pills? Can it fight those virus symptoms up to 12 continuous hours, all day, while you work? Contact can. And at night, can you take your medicine at bedtime, get relief all night while you rest, then wake up tomorrow with that same medicine still working? Today's contact can do all that. All day while you work, all night while you rest. No matter what cold virus attacks, that's the wonder of contact.
Take your contact. Take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Contact. Take only as directed.
Iran's oil production remains disrupted, and hundreds of American and British oil workers are preparing to leave the country over the weekend. One of the nations most concerned about the situation is Israel, which is dependent on Iranian petroleum. Richard Roth has a report from Tel Aviv.
Iran had been Israel's biggest supplier of oil, providing almost half of what this nation uses daily. Although the one remaining field in the oil-rich Sinai, still under Israeli control, yields close to 20,000 barrels a day, that meets less than 10% of Israel's needs. So Israel now has implemented contingency plans to buy more oil from Mexico and other nations officials here won't name. Under terms of a 1975 agreement, the United States had promised to supply Israel with oil if the need arose. And in Jerusalem today, Prime Minister Begin referred to that agreement.
We have a commitment given to us by the United States that in case that we should lose any source of supply of oil, the United States will give us that supply instead for 5 years. And this commitment stands, as I heard from the first source personally.
Energy costs for Israelis are already high. A gallon of gasoline costs the equivalent of $1.80. No new price increases or conservation measures have been announced, but Israel's Minister of Energy said today, "I would not hide it from anybody that we are worried about the situation." Richard Roth, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Wailing crowds of mourners broke through police lines in Algiers today and interrupted the funeral procession for the late President Boumediene. Reports say as many as 2 million people jammed the streets. Hospitals in Algiers say there were scores of injuries as people were trampled underfoot. Boumediene was buried to a 100-gun salute. More news when the World Tonight continues.
Look at this. This is JCPenney.
And this is the Great White Sale, with every sheet in every JCPenney store on sale now, all at great prices. Like twin-size muslins from $1.99 or twin percales from $2.99. You'll find great buys on bedding, even our thick towels, plus draperies, too, all in our Great White Sale now.
This is JCPenney.
Investigators are now trying to find out why a United Airlines jet crashed last night near the airport in Portland, Oregon. There were 185 people aboard, and all but 10 apparently escaped with their lives. Harold Dow has the story.
United 173 had been in a holding pattern over the Portland area for 40 minutes. Earlier, the pilot radioed that his landing gear was not functioning. The flight crew tried to get it to work. The craft came down in a heavily populated neighborhood about 6 miles from the Portland International Airport. Miraculously, the commercial jetliner avoided an apartment complex, but it did level 2 vacant homes and came to rest in a clump of trees. No one on the ground was injured. There was no fire or explosion, which led to speculation that the pilot may have run out of fuel. Investigators are still sifting through wreckage, trying to determine exactly what brought the plane down so short of the runway. Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Elwood Driver.
Well, I think it's very fortuitous that it came in where it did. Number one, it could have hit an apartment building and come to a stop rather abruptly and probably killed many, many, many more people than it did. I think that the very fact that it did go through some trees and some other material that slowed it down is the reason that we have so many survivors aboard. The crush factor was only applied to the front end of the aircraft. The back part's pretty well intact.
Recordings of the cockpit conversation and the craft's instrument readings have already been recovered and are en route to Washington, D.C. to be studied. Harold Dow, CBS News, Portland.
The Department of Agriculture reports tonight that farmers got 3% more for their products in December, and that matches a 5-year-old record. Farm prices in December were up 22% from a year ago. Wall Street in a moment.
There's an Amana Radar Range microwave oven that's just right for you. Lets you cook delicious food the way you're used to. Slow, fast, by time, by temperature. Now you can even pop popcorn in any 675-watt Radar Range oven with the exclusive dishwasher-proof Amana Radar Range popcorn popper. In just 3.5 minutes, you'll have popcorn without oil, without shaking or stirring. So pop over to your Amana retailer and see the latest Amana Radar Range microwave ovens.
Cambodia and Vietnam are both broadcasting new claims of heavy fighting in their border areas. Diplomatic sources in Bangkok confirm that there appears to be a step up in their border war. Wall Street closed out the year today. Stocks were down. The Dow Jones average closed around 805, down just under a point. That average is 12.75 points below the opening Dow of the year last January 3rd. The average price per share today was down 4 cents on the New York Exchange, volume total just over 30 million shares. The average price was up 10 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.